It's a good show.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, one comedian doing his own voiceover for his own podcast due to monetary restrictions got tired of pretending he's seen The Wire in conversations at parties. This is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen. I'm Kyle Ayers. Hey everybody, this is Kyle Ayers, and this is Never Seen It, the podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous and... Fuck it all.
Yeah.
Fuck this show.
I love it.
This is where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and we read them for you here in the studio. Today we are joined by Flula Borg. Flula, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting me join you.
Yeah, of course. And also in studio we have Steph Tolev.
How are we?
And Rebecca Steinberg.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Before we get into the script, and so you guys know, this is one of my 5 favorite movies of all time.
Oh, nice.
Before we get into the script, we at the end of every episode, we play a game called Guess What Movie Trailer Kyle's Dad is Describing Based on Having Had Only Seen the Trailer and Never Having Heard of the Movie. And so we have my dad watched the movie trailer. He's going to describe it. We're going to tease it. Don't guess just yet. We'll play this at the end, but here's what we're going to be guessing at the end.
Okay. So they really don't want that drink.
Well, we'll get back to that. I haven't listened to it yet either, but I'm sure he's got it. So today's movie is No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Oscar-winning movie.
It has won Oscars?
It won Best Picture. multiple Oscars.
Oh.
Have you seen any other Coen Brothers movies?
Coen Brothers. I've heard of those men.
Okay.
And there's... They have one with, I don't want to spoil in the script, you know, but I know of one with George Clooney. It's okay. Like, get him to the Greek or something, but not with P. Diddy.
Wait. Yeah,
it's or Jonah Fisher.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I have seen this. This is a Coen Brothers?
That has George Clooney, yeah.
Oh.
Or
yes,
were you thinking of Hail Caesar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get all into that. If anyone has other instruments they want to use to score here, I'm going to grab a couple shakers. This seems like... Big shout out to Amazon. I don't know why I'm plugging the biggest website in the world. Hey, if you guys are looking to get stuff or purchase any things, check out this new independent website, Amazon.com, for all of your things.
Cool.
So this is No Country for Old Men, and let's go through and let everyone know what parts we'll be playing. So you'll be doing the stage directions.
Yes.
And do you have any other parts up there?
Let me see.
It'll be in your top right corner.
No, it says stage directions.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, Rebecca?
Sean Astin's older brother. Man and Viggo Mortensen.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted Man. I got Sheriff Woman and Ringo Starr's tall Spanish cousin. Very specific. Very specific role.
And I have Sheriff Man and Woody and Garth Brooks.
Excellent.
There we go. All right. This is No Country for Old Men.
Exterior, hills and nature. Day. There is a sign next to the road, and it says, "Welcome to this town that is in Kansas, maybe. Also, hip-hop music only here, sorry." The camera is filming on this sign in a very nice way for a very, very, very long time, because this film is odd. There is no music to tell you what is the mood to feel right now, but do not worry, some wind is blowing, and you can hear this.
Ooh.
And this does give you emotion. The camera is still not moving from this shot. Can you believe it? Wow, this is odd. We now see from 500 miles away down the road a police automobile which is driving to us with its popo lights going strong and bright and hot. After 3 hours of watching this shot, the automobile does arrive to the sign. This is because speed limits are more high in the country roads. Oh, thank you. Now a man walks from the automobile with a hammer, and he's hammering the sign because it was loose and old and needing some hammering.
Oh, hello. It's me, Tommy Lee Jones. I didn't see you there.
You may remember me from being the man who has looked very, very tired since the time the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded and cheese was first stuffed into the crusts of pizza. Anyways, I'm now a sheriff of a man of a town. Who knew it? I've never played before a sheriff or law person before. Oh, wait, I forgot about the fugitive. Side note, if you see a man with one arm who is not the drummer for Def Leppard, please let me know. He was rude to my friend Indiana Jones some years ago. Anyways, now back to my job as the sheriff man. We have only two rules in this town. The first rule is please recycle. And the second rule is...
Sheriff man does stop his speaking and hammering and does point his fingers to the popo car where a lady is inside. She does stand up and look to the camera. She's wearing a Russian winter Ushanka hat and also gloves and also a jacket, even though it is still 113 degrees Celsius outside.
Oh, gosh, and oh, geez, and oh, yeah. Hello, it is me. I just finished painting some billboards in another small town, and now I'm returning to my old job as a police person. Time to solve crimes involving wood chippers, perhaps. Also, yes, the second rule of this town is that if you are over 65 years old and a man, you may not listen to any music by musicians like George Strait, Trisha Yearwood, Rascal Flatts, or any other musicians of these other dirty, dirty musicians in this town.
While Sheriff Woman is speaking, Sheriff Man is using Popo Car rearview mirrors for applying some nice makeups on one half of his face while he emails Jim Carrey and also Val Kilmer.
Oh, excuse me. I have to go now because I am solving a different crime that is involving a wood chipping and the man from Shameless. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah.
And now we're cutting very quick to a new scene. In interior, a hotel place, night. A man wearing a sweating pants and also a sweating shirt and also a sweating band, Sean Astin's old brother, is walking in the quiet and also empty hotel. Then, oh wow, he sees a man with cowboy hat who is speaking with a South States accent.
Ooh, yawn, yawn. I am so tired from looking for Oswald Cobblepot's booty. Oh, hello, Woody. Do you listen to Travis Tritt?
Yes, I do, because I'm under 65. Have you seen Sam Malone? I'm wanting to hear more stories about his days of baseball and his relationship with Diane Chambers.
I do not know Sam Malone, but I hope you can find him. Wow, I'm so excited. I'm excited. I can still listen to John Denver for a few more years because I'm under 65 years old and can listen to everything by John Denver except his terrible song about planting trees. Please Google this song and then vomit on your pee-pee because it is that terrible.
Woody and Sean Astin's old brother make a high five and also start to smooch each other. Why not? And now we are changing scenes, of course. See you later, Sean Astin's old brother and also Woody. Supermarket place, interior of the day. Ringo Starr's tall Spanish cousin is looking for a snack, while an old man who hates the Beatles is working behind the counter.
I am sad that in 2 years I cannot listen to All My Exes Live in Texas by George Strait because I am 63 years old right now.
Ringo Starr's tall Spanish cousin finds a coin from the ear of the old man, and then he does flip it high in the sky and catch it and says it the words...
Heads, or perhaps tails. I don't know. I don't know what a Spanish person sounds
I think you're,
like.
At least you're making choices, and that comes across
highly accurate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Before I select this choice, will you please unwrap this candy?
The man gives Ringo Starr's tall Spanish cousin a candy. Ringo Starr's tall Spanish cousin sucks the candy very hard, but does not smile, because nobody may smile in this film, because it is deep and meaningful and also odd. Oh, nice. Ringo's cousin does suck the candy, and then is putting the wrapper of candy on the counter. For the next 238 years, the camera films this wrapper on the counter with no cut or edit or perhaps even music. During this scene, Joel and also Ethan Coen go away and film a movie about Romans with George Clooney, and also another movie about a man who does not smile at all and just stands on a roof next to a television antenna. Oh, street location, interior, night. Oh, wow, the grand finale of the film is here! Tommy Lee Jones is on the street with a pistol, and also Sean Astin's old brother is there, and Ringo's cousin, and Woody, and Sam Malone, and Viggo Mortensen also, and everyone is shooting pistols, bang, 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 and also eating beef jerky.
Hello, it's me, Viggo Mortensen, star of another film basing on a story by Cornbread McCarthy called The Roads. Yeah, yes, this current film is a dark film, but not so dark as The Road. At least babies are not being roasted and consumed during this film. This film is only sad because no one over 65 can listen to Whiskey for My Men, Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith, and must listen instead to Wu-Tang Clan's 36 Chambers. Wow, what a shame. Boo-hoo. I am joking. That album is so great. I am not really crying. That was sarcasms.
And then, all in a sudden, everyone of the characters in the film is transported to a Garth Brooks concert. Mm. Front row with popcorn and also a nice view of stage.
Hello, No Country for Old Men cast members and Viggo Mortensen. This one's for you, Viggo.
Garth starts to sing very pretty and nice.
Oh, God. Oh, I eat babies in low places where the diapers are full, just full of feces. Oh, I eat babies in low places.
Scene.
I have seen it, and you got most of it.
Yeah,
he says that with every movie.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
No, all but one. People are just really good at writing.
Wonderful.
I think I can't believe I'm the only one who's seen this movie.
Wait, so really, one of four have seen it?
I want to see it if it's anything like this movie.
How close is it? Accurate?
It is Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay.
He doesn't narrate, but this thing does happen where he's constantly talking for too long to one person, so it can play as narration.
Oh, I
like his wife will say things like, "What were your dreams about last night?" You know, people might say that to each other, but then it just opens up the ability for him to talk about feeling old for 7 minutes.
Ah.
It was pretty good. It's a good movie. I think I loved it when I first saw it, and then the more people would talk about it, the more I was like, I just want to love this to myself quietly.
Because people are talking trashes?
No, they're just like, do you love it because there's no music? Do you love it because this happens? I'm like, I don't know. The more I break it down, the less I love anything.
There's no music?
I don't think there's any music the entire time.
I'm not watching that.
Maybe you like music.
Boring.
Maybe it's not movies you like. Maybe it's music that you like.
Perfect.
Yeah. Have you seen O Brother Where Art Thou?
Yes, I've seen this, but it's with John Goodman and he's smacking people around on a tree.
That is one scene of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. Okay. They're good. But what are you going? So what is like? We'll usually talk about like what. Because we think about all these, like, this is a movie that's critically, like, beyond critically acclaimed, right? This is, like, a movie people say is, like, the movie of a decade something like that. What is, there's movies like this you missed out on. What's the worst movie you've watched the most times?
The most often times?
Yeah.
Oh, and it is a very terrible movie?
Something where people would be like, wait, you've seen that? And you'd be like, I've actually committed 100 hours to it.
Well, I think it is a brilliant movie, but other people think I'm a stupid person. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Top Secret?
No.
Oh,
it's very good.
Explain it.
In Top Secret, Val Kilmer plays a Elvis Presley type of star who's going to Nazi Germany to spread the wonderful music of America to the Third Reich.
When does it take place?
During World War II.
During World War II.
Yeah. And he's going and he has songs like Skeet Surfing, where you are surfing, but also skeet shooting. He meets a friend who likes to fake drop dog poo on the floor and then he picks it up, but it is not. No one knows this film.
No. When did it come out?
Maybe you didn't write this as well?
No, positive. No. It is a brilliant film, and it was like from the 1980s.
Okay.
It's very wonderful.
So it's like Val Kilmer at his peak.
Yeah. And if you have seen it, you would remember there's a scene where two people are playing a cow.
It's real.
Top Secret.
Oh,
the poster is a cow.
The cow. Now that I see
the word shh on it.
Yes.
It's a spoof movie.
A who movie?
Spoof. It's like a joke movie.
I don't know. I love it.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? It's crazy. It's actually called Scary Movie.
Yes. Okay.
It's very wonderful. And I've seen it maybe 300 times. There is a scene where these people are in a party ball and the man is there and she's like, do you know German? And she's like, I know a little German. He's sitting over there. And then a small German stands on the table and waves.
That's a good joke.
I liked it.
That's a good joke. What's the what about the two of you? What's a bad movie you've because neither of you have, this will be our example of a movie you haven't spent 2 hours and 10 minutes watching.
Right.
What is something you've spent hundreds of hours watching?
I literally can't think of anything that I've seen multiple times that intentionally that wasn't, that I wouldn't think is good. I'm trying to think.
I apparently people don't like Napoleon Dynamite, and I've seen it maybe 15 times.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen
that. Is that bad? I still think it's funny.
And I don't think it's bad.
I think Scary Movie 3, is, on that note of Top Secret, is hilarious, and I've watched it so many times.
Yeah, I definitely would have led with Scary Movie 3 okay. if I were you. Instead of Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't like Napoleon Dynamite,
well,
that cult
favorite.
Because
I just saw people like writing about it on Facebook yesterday that it sucks, and everyone's commenting saying how much it sucks. I was like, I loved
That's one of those movies where everyone decided to turn on it because it got too popular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I still think Borat's the funniest, it's the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was seeing Borat, and everyone hates it all of a sudden. I haven't seen it in like 10 years, but it was so funny.
What did you guys think about Ace Ventura Pet Detective? What do you currently think about Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
Currently, it's not good. I used to like it until I
When's
rewatched
the last
it.
Time you saw it?
Well, I rewatched a part where after he kisses all the women and he's like making himself sick and using the plunger, and I was like, ooh, that stings. That's not good. It's not good, Ace.
Comedy ages badly.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does. It's hard for like a 25-year-old comedy to not seem bad or dated or weird. And
oh, yes.
What is like a comedy that holds up then? Like what's an old...
Top Secret.
Top Secret?
Exclamation point.
Something like Airplane? Like a movie like Airplane?
Airplane does have parts where it's a bit much, but I think Airplane does hold up.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
What is... Who's suggesting Some Like It Hot? This is a fun thing to watch the engineer just throw his opinions in because he has control of the television. I don't know what Some Like It Hot is, but it said Tom Lemon was in it.
It's a movie. It's a Marilyn Monroe movie, and then it features what Jack Lemmon and who's the other? Tony Curtis. Yeah, and they're in drag. They dress in drag. They're criminals and they're escaping. I think they're escaping the cops, and then they're trying to maybe seduce Marilyn Monroe, but they're pretending to be women the whole time. So I guess there's something problematic in there, but it's a very, very good movie.
That's that is such a thing to think about, is comedy doesn't, like, No Country for Old Men, people watch that forever. It's not really dateable. It'll probably always be a movie people consider great, but like most comedies, after about 10 years, everyone starts to turn.
It's weird. Yes. It's like they like use like presentism for comedy, where it's like the jokes don't age well, they're problematic, but like drama, because it's usually like of a time,
mm-hmm.
It gets a pass. I don't know why.
Yeah.
We're not telling, hey, everyone, let's laugh very hard at this racism. Yeah. That's just like, oh, that's a racist man. Oh, he feels more racist now.
Right.
I mean, I know that...
He's more authentic now.
Yeah. They started putting like Eddie Murphy stand-up specials on Netflix, and my dad was very excited. He's like, you gotta, you know, he likes Eddie Murphy, and watch it. And I'm sure if I watched it, I haven't seen like what Raw or any of the ones really like, and I'm sure if I watched it now, I'd be like, I can't believe someone would say, no one would say that this decade or something like that.
No, I tried watching Raw. I couldn't get through like 10 minutes.
It made him the most famous comedian in the world. Yeah. It wasn't like just, it was a kind of funny thing. It made him the most famous comedian in the world.
Insane.
It's crazy.
That's
this stuff
crazy.
Doesn't hold up. Now all I want to think about is like the oldest, like what comedies now, how are those not going to hold up? Like what's a comedy that came out very
I mean, people already started, people turned on Superbad like a few years ago. I still love that movie.
Already?
I think that's the funniest.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Why are they turning?
Well, I think even Seth Rogen came out and was like, yeah, it's like, I recognize it's kind of homophobic.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I thought it was just about being friends.
I thought it was
it's bad to cops because there's not good cops in the movie or something.
I think there's some like language in there that
it's,
they like.
It's kind of hateful
using,
to Irish people because his name's McLovin.
That is racist.
You know, you don't want to. Plus, it's been now you don't want people drinking gold. I don't remember much about Superbad.
I don't remember this. Yeah, they drink
gold.
Gold.
I don't remember that at all.
The Goldschlager, isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah.
They're trying to get that Goldschlager.
Right,
anyways,
right.
What's like the earliest you remember? Like, what's like going to the movie experience for you, like growing up? Like,
for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have.
Set the stage.
Yeah. So in Germany, you are, when you are going to the theater, there are, when I was a child, there are probably 45 minutes of commercials.
Really?
Yeah, we're not no BSs. And so many of this is cigarettes and lots of Marlboro Man and just lots of smoking commercials and Red Bull, a lot of Red Bull commercials.
Really?
Just over and over, and everyone's getting wings, and then Lucky Strike is being struck, and then you watch the film, and many times, no matter is the length of the film, there's a break and forced snacks must occur.
Okay.
So you,
I forgot Red Bull's thing is getting wings. I thought you were talking about like eating buffalo wings.
I was like,
that movie theater sounds awesome.
Oh, no.
So there's really like,
What do you mean almost, they force you for snacks? They stop it and they go, go get snacks.
There's an intermission in like a 90-minute movie.
There is a, no matter the length of film, they would make a break. It's not in a good place for the break. They just stop it. And then a person stands and says, now is time for the snacks. And then you kind of feel...
Is somebody who's at the movie? Some guy who works
it's not
there,
even someone who works
up.
There. It's just,
just everybody says
I'm sorry, are you sitting in the red chair?
Yeah, time to announce the snacks.
So okay, what snacks are you getting? What are you getting when you
go to... Zero. It's very expensive.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Anyone get snacks? You all sit there and get mad.
Well, everyone is angry and there are two or three people who have the FU dollars, euros or marks in those years and then go to get the snacks. Okay. What is nice is, I know we may do it here now, but alcohol, very common. You know, this was not a new, special, everyone get crunk.
That's just becoming like half of places now. I remember a couple years ago, it was like the one theater that would have alcohol and now they all seem to kind of be trying to get you to, you know, because you make so much money with that.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Like you spend $10 or $15 on something that costs $1 to make. I don't know why they're not all doing it.
Oh, yes. And a lot of screaming about the food. So I will say, so my father, we don't understand. Here, everyone is just, it's like a famine has occurred when watching films in America because everyone is eating many kilograms of popcorn just the whole time.
Yeah.
And my father would become very angry if he could hear other people snacking in the theater.
And popcorn is the loudest
it's
thing.
It's very loud.
I guess it's cheap and they can sell it for a lot, but it is so loud.
It's very loud.
I saw A Quiet Place, which is the quietest movie.
And then popcorn.
You could tell everyone was simultaneously trying to eat so quietly. Like you'd see someone like set a piece of popcorn on their tongue and then just let it melt for...
That's
45
so
seconds.
It's That's so stressful.
It stressed me out even more
than
the movie.
Then you can't enjoy the movie or the snack.
No.
Right. I enjoyed all of it.
You did.
Okay.
But yeah. So what's the first movie you saw that when you're going to a movie theater, something early remember, I suppose.
I remember as a very small child, Out of Africa, starring Robert Redford.
Okay.
Jenseits von Afrika. It's a terrible film for a six-year-old because it's longer than 32 minutes.
It actually needs the intermission.
It very badly intermissions. It felt like going to church as a child. But it's dark and you cannot stand up and leave.
You go to church and then someone yells at you to buy snacks. Then you go back to church again.
Second church.
But you remember, and did you like going to the movie process at all? Or did it all feel like work?
That felt very terrible. But then Top Secret was very small child. So I remember this like barely a little bit. Mm-hmm. But so I do remember the comedies are nice. And then we have subtitles on all the things, which is also nice.
Is there a big difference between, like, is there anything particular from, like, American films that becomes more popular in Germany than maybe just typically here?
Yes, Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers?
The film Blues Brothers played every day in my theater in Nürnberg for maybe 25 or 30 years.
Oh my God.
That never stopped. They just continued to play Blues Brothers.
That's great. And people are still going.
Oh, yes.
Do people go because like an event? Like people hear, like, what's like a movie like Rocky Horror Picture Show or something like that where people go and almost participatory?
Yeah, I did not know about this tradition. We just, everybody loved Blues Brothers a lot. And so they knew people would come to watch the Blues Brothers. And so I don't know if it's still playing, but in Nürnberg, my town near to me, we would watch, it was there every
That's
day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Blues Brothers.
Are there any like people, any actors that everyone, like who maybe aren't, I mean, besides people in Blues Brothers?
That people love and are obsessed with?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I know it's stereotypes, but David Hasselhoff, massive star.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff in my album store, World of Music, VOM, we would go and David had his own section of music. You could go and look up Hasselhoff and find his very strange, wonderful music.
Of course.
Yeah.
What about, Rebecca, what's like early movie experience for you?
I think the first movie I saw in theaters, like with my parents, was The Lion King.
Yeah.
I think I was like 3.
Or Mufasa.
Yeah.
That's all he remembers.
That's
from
it.
Me.
That's it.
Mufasa.
He's like, I saw the first 20 minutes. I loved Mufasa.
And then the snack thing came on, and we didn't see the rest of the
movie. I left the snack time, and I assume Mufasa got full and was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
What do you associate with going to see these movies when you're a kid?
I mean, I remember I remember, like, as a kid going to see a lot of the Disney animated movies, so that was, like, a very magical,
yeah.
a magical time. But I must have repressed a lot from my childhood.
Okay, well, we don't have to get into that right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I'm seeing The Lion King and my legs hurt right now.
No, but I also just remember, like, I was, like, kind of afraid of the dark. I think I would get, like, stressed out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think I enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure.
I confident. Can
tell, yeah, yes. Your confidence is oozing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Steph? What's the one you remember?
Now that I really think about it, my parents never took me to see a movie.
Oh. Yeah?
It sounds awful. My grandma did. It's a long story. I used to Highland Dance, yada, yada, yada. Our weekends are very busy. They never had time to take me and my sister. So my grandma would take me sometimes. So the only two movies, it's a lot.
A lot of what you're breezing over sounds like
it's a lot of breezing because it's too much, but that's why. I don't want my parents to sound like they're neglecting me, but like, they were really involved in Highland Dance.
It's a boring story. My dad was in space the whole time, yada, yada, yada. And so I didn't go with my grandma.
The only two she took that I remember seeing, though, are Beethoven 1 and Beethoven 2.
Oh, the dog.
Yes, yes. And then after the Beethoven 2, she swears that these two women that were in there also went to the same church as her. So she's like, we're going to get a ride home. I'm like, I don't think you know these women, Grandma. So she starts talking to them. We get in the car. We get halfway home and they all start laughing. They go, we go to the different church. They had no idea who we were. We got a ride home from Tulik. Oh, it was crazy. I remember being in the back. I was like 10. I was like, I knew we didn't know these two women, but I was just in the car with these, like, strange old women.
What?
Real who? It was hilarious. That was my whole movie experience.
And Rebecca, you thought you were repressing.
Yeah, no.
Steph was kidnapped by two old women.
Two old women. Technically three. We had a real laugh, and then they dropped us off, and we never saw them again. And great, great flick.
They
that dog's the, acting.
Oh,
real
very
good.
Wonderful.
Very
the drool. Good. The drool.
Yeah, that's acting. He gets,
it's acting.
That was method.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets in. Yeah.
Turner
yeah.
and Hooch. It's another film with dogs.
I was like, were they method too? I was like, where is it going?
Yeah, I think those were actual dogs, right? Or just really good actors in suits?
We should check the.
I don't want to get on the IMDb.
Google it.
I would never. My parents quit taking us to movies after. I talk about this on podcasts sometimes. Space Jam was the last movie my dad ever watched all the way through.
Wow.
And he quit after, I don't know what it was.
He hated it, or he loved it so much?
I think he just falls asleep in movie theaters or something. And he was working so much back then.
My eyes never want to see a movie again. I've seen acting at its finest.
See, he didn't know about green screen, so he was just like, how the fuck did they do that? How did they book all of those guys? First off, they're all so busy
so
schedules.
Huge. Yes.
I didn't even know Babs was working. And
Babs?
Babs, isn't that Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't know if this was just like, I remember when that movie came out, everyone in my school, like every girl was obsessed with like putting their hair in front of their face.
Her name was Lola.
And like blowing like air up so that their bangs would fly up.
Because she blew her ears out.
Because she did that and like it
yeah.
made Bugs Bunny go totally wild. And so like all the girls.
Yeah, it's definitely weird when like cartoons are like, let's make these kids want to fuck this rabbit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Like make this rabbit like weirdly sexy for like children to look at.
Yeah. And so we just never really went to movies after that. And I would go sometimes like in high school, get dropped off and things like that. And it was you could just go. I don't know if anyone else did. Sometimes if a big movie came out, which was like X-Men or something like that, or like a Matrix sequel, we would go to midnight and you'd have to like line up at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing people did everywhere?
We did not do that.
You didn't do that?
Why would you do this?
I don't know. And it was never
for,
ended
like,
up.
Harry Potter movies,
I never watched a movie at midnight that I ended up liking.
Yeah.
I was always like, time to wait around and see X-Men 3 or something, and it's bad.
Was it because you are fatigued or you've chosen terrible movies?
I remember when I saw The Matrix Reloaded, we waited for midnight, because I love The Matrix so much.
But no.
And then when The Matrix Reloaded is so long, and then there's that scene with the architect where he's just, and everyone in the theater was like, fuck. Like, he's just explaining The Matrix for 20 minutes.
No.
2:15 in the morning, and you just see people like standing up and stretching and like doing the arm across the body thing and everything. It's such a
It's horrible. It's a horrible experience.
It's a horrible
experience. I saw Inherent Vice at midnight. It's not like a good midnight movie.
It's a bizarre movie to see at midnight.
I know. I like have a hard rule like no midnight movies because I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of my friends were going, and I said like I'm not going. And then they're like, oh, we got you a ticket, and I had to go.
Yeah.
And I was angry, and I fell asleep, and I've been resentful ever since.
What is Inherent Vice? It sounds.
I also don't know that.
It's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Joaquin Phoenix.
It's good, but don't
but
see it
not
at midnight.
Midnight.
No, it's not a midnight movie. It's long.
You actually need to have so much energy to watch it.
It's also like very complicated.
You need
like,
snack time. Get a Red Bull.
It's almost
like layered.
It's almost reading a movie.
It's based on a Thomas Pynchon novel. Yeah. It's like not a midnight movie.
Have you guys ever walked out of a movie?
Yes.
What movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
You really?
Wow.
I was very hungry because I watched it.
If only there was a time during the movie to get food.
I know. It's ironic. I was in America for a little bit. And I was really ready for the snacks. And then when the bird was dead and they're like speaking to the bird, I'm like, I'm so hungry. I need to eat chicken or something. And so I had to leave. Is it good?
I haven't seen Dumb and Dumber before.
I haven't either.
But it seems like the example of comedy that doesn't hold up.
I think so. Yeah, a lot of poo-poo stuff.
Poo-poo stuff.
Poo-poo stuff's funny.
I enjoy poo-poo stuff.
Yeah, well, if you call it like a poo-poo man.
Well, hello.
I don't know what that means.
Same.
You went along with that. No, it's okay. I think I was really stoned when I saw it, so I don't really remember it that well. But
is that the one where at one point her boobs are giant floodlights or something like that?
I don't know.
Is that maybe censored on television or something? Anyways, yeah, I don't know. But I can't believe you were like, we have this dumb break for snacks in Germany, and then the first time that wasn't presented to you, you left the movie.
And it's like the ding dong of the bell from the dog.
Yeah. Pavlov?
Yep. So there was no ding dong.
So at a certain like timestamp,
you
your
salivating.
Salivary glands activate.
Yeah. We do call that flueless chicken. Where if you're in a movie and you're hungry and it's Dumb and Dumber and you get hungry for chicken,
that's called flueless chicken.
They call it flueless chicken. I don't know where the name comes from.
Comes from.
I didn't know. That's very strange.
Who knows where words come from?
I have not learned. Oh wait, can I say very quick something? You saw Matrix, right? I saw the first one and I knew that number 2 and 3 cannot be.
No.
Good.
No.
So I have never in my life seen 2 and 3 because of this. Am I missing and making a mistake?
There is one great action scene in the second one that is completely not worth watching the rest of the movie. Because you could Google Matrix Reloaded action and watch this crazy good scene. Because they're great directors and it's super fun to watch.
Yes.
I always think with something like that, what I like about that movie is that they don't bog you down with exposition about the world. They give you the exact right amount in the first Matrix.
Yes.
You don't have to know every single because you just accept it.
Yes.
And they do a good job of something like that. And they don't overexplain it. And then they're like, well, actually, we do overexplain it in 9 more hours.
Okay. Perfect.
No.
Skipping. Yeah, thank you.
You could. Have you guys walked out of a movie before?
I don't think I have, actually.
I don't think I have either.
Everyone always feels like they have to get their money worth and just hate something for longer and longer.
Have you exited a film early?
No, I don't think a friend of mine worked at a movie theater for a little bit of time, which would have been like my freshman year of college, and he said he got the Hulk, the Edward Norton Hulk movie, and they were like, we got this early, and I like Edward Norton, and I don't, superheroes are fine, and so I was like, we'll come see it, and we go to watch his screening for the staff that work there. And it's at midnight the day before it comes out.
Midnight.
And they put it in, and it is not the Hulk, it is The Happening.
Oh, no.
And that is the M. Night Shyamalan movie where Mark Wahlberg fights the wind. And everyone would have been collectively so mad about it, I would have left. Because it's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
The Happening is very bad.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen. It's so bad it's not even like redemptively fun to watch, really.
Yes, that's a very terrible movie when a rewatch is not also fun.
Right. And so everyone was like, but people are just talking while it's happening. They're like, do we leave now? Because it's so upsetting. And everyone thought they're going to see the Hulk. And no one knew it wasn't the Hulk. Until the titles said The Happening, everyone's just like, I don't know why Mark Wahlberg's a teacher in The Hulk, is what I was doing for a few minutes.
May I ask a question? Who won, Marky Mark or The Wind?
I hope The Wind.
I don't remember.
Please say The Wind.
I don't remember. That people are just like jumping into lions' mouths at some point. And then
sounds like you
Mark
need to
Wahlberg
watch it
keeps
again.
Talking about the bees.
The
I don't
bees?
Remember. I think I lost. I think everyone might have won but me.
Perfect.
But that everyone thought it was the Hulk. And we watched. It's 6 minutes before we realized it wasn't the Hulk.
Oh no!
And you stayed for the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I also
nowhere else to go, really.
Right? What am I gonna go home and be mad until my friends get home from the thing they're at?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we got 3 rounds of dumb games we're going to smoothly transition into. 2 different games. The first game is called IMDb Trivia. It's pretty simple. What happens is I'm going to read you some trivia from a movie's IMDb page, and you have to guess what movie it is from.
Do we make buzzers, or is it rotating turns?
You can just guess whenever.
Say it.
It's very informal.
Yeah, you say it first.
It's very informal. Okay.
Open your mouth first, and that's it.
That's the move. Okay.
So here, let me pull it in.
I've only seen both Beethoven, so you guys are going to
be. That would
really
be insane. What if I had it for Beethoven, like 3, and you were just like, motherfucker. All right, so this is, it starts a little more obscure and gets more specific to make it easier to guess.
Okay.
First one. Many of the sets were hidden from actors until shooting so they could get real reactions when they entered rooms.
Water world.
Guys, what's behind that door? It better not be all water.
Yes. That would be a shock.
It is not. It is not. They thought they were shooting the Hulk, and then they opened the door, and it was Waterworld.
And it's The Happening. Yeah.
An actor playing a main character was nearly blind and was instructed to look for a red light to guide him when his character was supposed to look in a certain direction.
A Book of Eli starring Denzel Washington.
No. I want to know how you thought of that movie
at
all.
I'm excited that you got it right.
I have seen this film alone in Santa Barbara while journaling one morning, and I went and visited this film, and then I realized, oh, he's blind and writing the Bible.
Oh, no, the actor, but the actor was, oh, so, wait, hold on.
Wait, I'm more concerned about his public journaling. That's
you were journaling during the movie? Yeah,
not during, no, it's too dark, but like between journal entries.
The journal was too dark?
I was behind, no, it's, well, it was a little dark. I was in a weird place of philosophy. Yeah.
So you, and so, then you just go see the Book of Eli in movie theaters?
Well, not you make it sound as if I've done, it's not like Blues Brothers.
It's not still screening all the time. That would be the place, though. Santa Barbara would have one theater that's just always playing the Book of Eli.
Book of Eli, the B of E. Oh, you know
it. You see B of E at 3? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Is it good?
Mila Kunis is in it?
That means it's, I mean, normally if you ask if it's good and someone gives you a fact and not like an answer.
I'm trying to be.
Yeah. Okay. I remember, I don't know why I know a dumb fact about the movie. It was like one of the first feature films shot on that red camera that's like super popular with indie filmmakers.
Yeah.
Could not be less interesting.
That's great.
So that was the last one, was an actor playing a main character who was nearly blind, and so they would shine a light for him to look places during the shooting.
I thought you said he was nearly blinded during.
No,
he was
blind,
already nearly blind.
So they would wave him like to get his attention for where he's supposed to look. So apparently, if you rewatch the movie, he's not quite on eye line with anybody the entire time.
Wonderful.
The director tried to show as few cars as possible to avoid dating the film.
Oh.
Okay.
The movie Cars.
Yeah.
Pixar's Cars. Wow, who knows what year this is? The lead actor had input on his wardrobe and chose to change his pants from green to tan.
Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys.
He's notorious for almost having green pants
yes,
and Jersey
so
Boys.
So many green pants.
And also decided to make his hat shorter.
Oh. Alice in Wonderland.
No. Okay, now they're getting more specific. They used cream to thicken up the river, and by the end of shooting, the river smelled horrible.
Ew.
Wizard of Oz.
Is there a river in Wizard of Oz?
I don't know. I thought about the set background thing that made me come back to this.
Yeah. Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah. The logical third step from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Did you guys see the trilogy?
I don't want your life.
All the candy was made of wood.
Okay.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
That took us way too long.
I
was trying to say it. What did I say? Did it make sense?
You didn't say anything.
No, he did. You said
with the hats. What did
you said? Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah.
But were you thinking Willy Wonka?
Yes. Who's the man?
Wait,
Gene Wilder?
The Wilder one, the original one. Okay.
No, I was wrong. I was Johnny Depp.
You were thinking Johnny
Depp. His head is really little in the new one, though, isn't it?
Johnny Depp is in the new one. Yes. So you
but
were...
I'm still incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you...
And then the last fact was that the director didn't want it to be a musical and was refusing to shoot musical segments until The Wizard of Oz, they kept showing him how much money it made. Oh. And so then he added songs after they'd shot most everything else.
Wow.
There you go.
They used real cream. That's a lot of cream.
It was real chocolate. Real cream. It was a third parts water, chocolate. I didn't want to say chocolate because I thought that would give it away.
Yeah, it was
a third parts water, chocolate, and cream. And they said, and one of the facts was that the kid who played Augustus literally kept falling in on accident during the shoot, which is kind of funny.
On accident, in quotes?
There might have been quotes. Not enough people found that fact interesting for it to be higher up. That's a good movie.
Great movie.
Most of the facts, other ones were about Gene Wilder insisting on doing that role when he falls.
I did like that role. Yeah. I like that role.
He said that he added that after reading the script and said he wouldn't do the movie if he couldn't do that.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
I know. Isn't that that's a weird demand?
I remember this, yeah.
And so he took stunt lessons and this all in it. That's he took stunt lessons to do exactly that.
I love it.
It's a good one. I like Willy Wonka. Yeah. I haven't seen the remake.
Fake Pain is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Our next game is called Three... This is an anxiety inducing game, and I apologize up top to everybody. It's called Three Tracks. I play the audio tracks from three movie scenes simultaneously.
Oh, that is crazy.
And you have to guess what three movies the scenes are.
Oh, God.
Oh, so they're three separate movies.
So there's three separate movies happening here. Okay. There's no theme. I really should start narrowing it down.
Okay.
Do you loop it and loop it and loop it?
No, I think eventually, because they're all different lengths. So they're at least 2 minutes long each, though. So if we go that far without you guessing all three, you'll start to see some fall off.
Okay,
I see.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I got to pull up which ones these were. I'll probably remember when I hear it. All right.
Good. Dave, I can't put my finger on it, but I sense something strange about it.
No, leave emotion at the door.
That's right, Dave.
Still, I can't think of a reason not to put back the number one unit and carry on with a failure mode analysis.
That much money this early in the game. I'm saying he's holding nothing better than a pair of...
Well, let's get on with it.
Ocean's 11?
Ocean's 11 is one of them.
Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail. That would pretty well wrap it up as far as I was concerned, wouldn't it?
Why would be a very serious trouble?
I will see your 500.
What the hell could we
do? That's the Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's Joshua Jackson raising someone.
Harry Potter! Harry Potter!
I didn't know that he was going to say that. He could have just yelled, Harry Potter is this movie. Which Harry Potter, if anyone wants to guess it.
See how we'd have any choice with disconnection.
I made that up. I don't know.
Harry Potter the second.
First one.
It's the last one.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them. I don't even know.
I'll see you 5.
Be nothing else to do?
Raise it 2,000.
It'd be tricky.
Guys, you're free to do what you like. It's a lot of money.
We have to cut his higher brain functions.
I'm staying in.
How?
Without disturbing the purely
way out of his bluff.
Automatic and regulatory systems.
It's fun to watch people listen. Like you're holding an.
And we'd have to work out the transfer procedures of continuing the mission under ground-based computer control.
Yeah. Well, that's far safer than allowing hell.
Call.
You know, another thing just occurred to me. Mm. Well, as far as I know, no 9,000 computers have been disconnected.
Well, no 9,000 computers ever fell out.
That's not what I mean.
No country for old men.
If it was that, it would be incredible.
I don't know what the computer thing is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Space 1 2000? What's
it?
It
is 2001 A Space Odyssey. It is 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, great. I feel bad that I didn't guess that.
Yeah,
then.
It's the lip reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
HAL.
HAL. That's why they're talking about the 9,000? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That was great.
We have one more. Oh. I would normally only do one, but I did two for this one because I couldn't narrow down what movies I want to do.
Nice.
I don't know if this one's going to be easier or harder, but it's definitely different.
Great.
No doubt have guessed.
No.
I am Morpheus.
The Matrix.
Andy wants the Matrix. Just...
I know
the
that honor is mine.
Please, come and sit down.
Home Alone?
What? How did you get Home
what?
Alone? It is Home
is
Alone,
it?
Yes.
I know that soundtrack so well.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that movie a million times.
You can tell the sound of ornament crunching.
That was nasty, I must tell you.
That's insane.
You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he's expected.
There's Home Alone.
Yeah,
I love how much
I love that movie. Is the opera singing one the one we can't get?
Yes, right?
Something like Pulp Fiction or something weird like that.
This is when I thought people might be getting Home Alone.
Right.
Maybe.
I have no idea to this day what those two Italian ladies are.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
I don't want to know.
Yes.
That was a good one. That's you guys
really
are good at that game.
That's really, really hard.
That actually wasn't that unpleasant of sound, like the second one either.
No.
It was like, because it's just adding opera music to Home Alone.
Yes.
So now, great job. That was so good. We are going to do, so if you're listening... And you want to write one? We're ending episodes these days with a fan script. So a fan submits a script for a movie or television show they've never seen.
Do they read it?
And we're going to read it.
Oh, wonderful.
and so we have the scripts right here, and I don't know what movie it is yet. And we're going to pick them up and hand them out. If you want to send one in, it's neverseenitshow@gmail.com. You can send us a script, 2-3 pages. It doesn't have to be too extensive. It can be for any movie, any TV show, whatever you want to do. I think we've done like Dirty Dancing. And so we got Fast and Furious 7. Like, we have some hanging around. And we got some. So send it in to neverseenitshow@gmail.com. And do you want me, I just hand these out? Or does it have? Okay, so let's see what we're doing here.
How many Fast and Furiouses exist?
8?
I'd assume that many.
Okay.
8, all right. Maybe?
So there is 2 parts and stage directions here, so I'm going to divvy these up for you guys. We have Blonde Lady, Muscular Guy, and Stage Directions. Does anyone want to take anything?
You can assign me whatever
you
like.
You do whatever you want.
All right.
He's getting Blonde Lady.
I was hoping secretly.
Okay, I just took the top one.
Okay.
I'm Blonde Lady.
Awesome.
And this is
Muscular Guy.
Stephen Gleason has never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Great.
So thank you, Stephen, for sending in your script here. And this is your scene for Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Oh, I should get some stuff to make this
score. Oh, yes.
Oh. That worked.
Who has seen it?
Oh, I've seen it.
You like it?
Yeah.
4 times.
Yeah?
I've seen parts.
Pots?
Like what, just like the middle of a couple episodes?
I don't know. I got into the first season, like HBO got taken away, yada, yada, yada.
See, this is such a thing now. It's like people are like, I watch a little bit of this, and then I just, like, I think I started watching Better Call Saul, but I couldn't confidently tell you if I have or I haven't. Maybe I saw a season
I liked
of half
it,
of it. But it's a big undertaking. Okay, sorry. Steven's Game of Thrones.
Fade in. Interior bedroom, night. A super hot blonde girl lay naked on the bed. There's tons of drapery of royal colors streaming every which way that, when combined with the numerous candles and moonlight, create a super sensual HBO-approved mood. A hot, muscular guy enters the room wearing only his old-timey trousers. His chest is covered in scars. He approaches the bed and touches the blonde lady's body. She moves with desire as he does. He gets on the bed and says,
"Winter is coming, m'lady."
Not too soon, I hope.
Then they bang. Like, gratuitously? Just a dick and boobs galore? Kinda overkill in my opinion, but you know, the people have spoken. The two reach a mutual climax.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's...
Oh, no.
Sorry. The two reach a mutual climax. Using metallic condoms. Then they bang. No, oops, sorry. Yes, muscular guy gets out of bed nearly as quick as he got in, holding his old-timey trousers in a ball over just his dick and balls.
Okay, now in all seriousness, I do have to go stand on a mountain with my sword and wait for winter.
He leaves the bedroom, but returns after a moment wearing a giant fur that Peter would totally disapprove of if they didn't love the show so damn much.
Have you seen my sword?
It was with your tunic last I saw it, darling.
Well, it's not now, so could you, like, I don't know, help me find it?
But I'm so tired.
She says, rolling around on the bed.
Well, shit, I guess I'll just go stand up on the mountain with no fucking sword then.
Don't get mad at me. I didn't do anything with it. It's your fucking sword.
The muscular guy stops. Now she's done it.
I don't do what I do for fun, Lisa. I do it for us. So would you please get the fuck out of my bed and help me find my fucking sword?
A baby starts crying. The blonde lady stares angrily at the muscular guy, then gets out of bed and tends to the baby.
Fine, I'll just go to work without my sword. Now how am I supposed to look solemn?
The blonde lady pays no attention to the muscular man. The muscular man leaves in a huff. Exterior mountaintop, morning. The muscular man stands around on top of the mountain, uncomfortably switching between several positions.
Ah, this isn't right. Oh, hey, are those dragons in the distance? They don't seem like they're headed this way, and they are extremely far away, but maybe I should go cause a panic around town.
The muscular man bounds down the mountain to tell everyone that dragons are coming. Fade to black.
Wonderful. What a long intro theme that show has.
Yes. Very long.
It is.
Yeah. Yes, it's very long.
I like when I... Great script. Thank you, Stephen.
Wonderful, Stephen.
When you see a show, I've seen Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. We've all at least seen the intro to Game of Thrones. Would you quit watching it if the theme wasn't that long? And you know they change it every episode based on like what's happening in the episode. Does that matter to anybody, or do you think that's just them wanting to show off?
I did not notice what you have just said.
They changed the map to tell you what region they're going to be in.
They show you
kind of
what's going to be happening around.
I missed all of this.
It doesn't matter, right?
No,
it's a thing that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. But the length of it does get me pumped up for the show.
It does? Oh, so you don't scroll?
I don't skip it now. Oh, okay. I like the whole thing.
Okay. I do kind of like the score.
I skip almost every like long HBO intro for every show, but that one I...
They are very... The Westworld show is the longest thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's just a bone horse running.
Yeah, I have to skip that intro when I watch that show.
That I would like someone to write a Westworld script. Yeah. If you're listening, you guys want to get into that.
Oh, nice.
I like a show like Westworld that's like, let's swing as hard as we can making a television show. And even if we completely miss, at least we're trying to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I like that.
All right, guys. We're getting our last thing. What we're going to do is we come back around full circle here to my dad describing... there's got to be a shorter name for the game. My dad describing a movie based on having only seen the movie trailer and never having heard of the movie. Guess what movie it is. So if you think you know what it is, put your hand up but hold it till the end.
I think
it's probably not that long.
Got it.
I'll wait till the end, okay.
And then we'll give it a listen here.
No, stop it.
What was he talking about? Oh, the dog.
Okay. So they really don't want that drink. So anything can happen when he's around. Is she checking his armpit? He keeps grabbing people by the back of their heads. Just one of those typical not nice guy, cool guys. Does he work there? He's hugging his guy and kissing his girl and getting into fights.
Oh.
Cars crushing cars and houses on fire.
Do you think you know?
He seems badass.
Okay. All right. Was someone want to give us a guess?
Fast and Furious?
It's not Fast and Furious.
That's what I thought,
It's older.
Too.
I thought something earlier from before, but
older.
It's not that.
What did you think it was from just the beginning?
Flubber. He should not drink that drink.
Can we play the beginning back? Under the pretense that it is flubber. Oh, and you can hear my parents' dog, Molly.
Okay. So they really don't want that drink.
That's how it made you think it was flubber.
Okay. I don't know.
If I had to pick out parts of that that was the most key to getting it is, does he work there? He keeps getting into fights.
Rebel Without a Cause?
He keeps grabbing people by the back of the head.
No.
Can you say a range of decades? Is this 80s? 80s. 80s.
Oh, I'm 99%. I'm maybe 1990, but I think it's like 1987.
He keeps getting fights. So like Sylvester Stallone or who's an action man? It's an action man. Yeah. Bruce Willis? No.
Les also does more non-actiony things. Well, doesn't do anything anymore.
Oh. Clint,
No.
Charles Bronson. No.
It's just fun. I like how you say the names and then fade out the end of the name, so I want to keep doing this.
let's see.
Here's some stuff I know about this movie.
Love it.
The greatest movie to ever take place in the state of Missouri. That's really all I know about it. And it's only because I'm from Missouri that I'm doing this.
Right. Yeah.
So why don't I pick up the trivia and we'll roll into it with this.
I don't know if we've ever gone this. Are we that bad?
Yes.
No, this is the hardest. Would you say it's the hardest one we've ever had?
This is the hardest one we've ever had.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, 1989. The main actor was trained by kickboxing champion and action.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No.
Bloodsport kickboxer.
The kickboxing champion had a cameo in the film. At one point, the main actor was approached to star in Predator 2, but was unable to because he was injured making this movie.
Jet Li.
An off-Broadway production of this film was produced in 2003. It had the peculiarly excessive long title, the name of the movie, the stage version of the cinema classic that starred this man, except that this one stars so-and-so from the 80s. This is insane.
What?
It's not Rocky.
No. The band... that one
Rambo?
No. The main actor commented during the production of the movie he was not sure he would live through the making of this movie. This film is listed among the 100 most enjoyable bad movies ever made. The main actor had a knee injury sustained during the film and turned down the role in Tango and Cash, Predator 2, but made Ghost as his follow-up instead.
Oh, Patrick Swayze?
Okay,
Dirty Dancing 2.
where he fights everybody?
Yeah.
What else was he in?
This movie takes place near a road and a house.
Big Trouble in Little China.
No.
Is that Kurt Russell?
It's Roadhouse.
Oh.
Is that no one know Roadhouse?
I've not seen it.
Oh, well, let's... Okay. Well, that would make it harder to guess that, then.
Yeah, we all know.
Listen to the title of the Broadway version of this movie. This is the title they put on the marquee. Roadhouse, the stage version of the cinema classic that starred Patrick Swayze, except this one stars Ty Mac from the 80s cult classic The Last Dragon wearing a blonde mullet wig.
No.
That's the title.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. They must have had to buy a lot of letters for that.
Yeah.
They don't have those lying around. That many?
No. Well,
for the marquee, it's a lot.
That is very weird.
Maybe it's digital.
That's like, really don't drink your juice in the hood while sipping the... Do you guys remember that film? Never mind.
It's like a Fiona Apple album title.
And so, lots of times I read these trivia things, and we gotta finish it. But I read these trivia things, and you can... Because it's IMDb, anyone can write them. And they're mostly cited, like Wikipedia, and like a pretty decent source.
Yes.
But some of them, you're just like, oh, you just had a lot. This one. The original cut of the movie was probably 2.5 hours long, which meant they had to cut a lot out.
Cool.
That's just someone who wants their voice to be heard.
Yeah. Not a professor.
Oh, you guys should see Roadhouse. It's good.
Yeah?
You
just said it was terrible.
No, it's great. I didn't say it was terrible, did I?
Well, the trivia said it was the top
one. One of the best worst
movies. But it's like
a
bad good movie, right?
Oh, okay.
It's great.
Okay.
I think we'll just watch it for the rest of this podcast.
I got to see Blues Brothers first, and then...
Yeah. I know a place you can actually see Blues Brothers if you want to go check it out.
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Can you movie pass it? The flight you can't movie pass.
But I think you can... Yeah. Not the flight. Not the flight.
Thank you guys for doing the show.
Hey, thanks.
I appreciate you guys coming on. If anyone has anything they want to tell people about that they're interested about that's coming up anywhere or where people can find you, we have listeners and stuff who like the people who do the show.
Please.
It's just at Steph Tolef. There's nothing. You can just creep my Instagram if you want.
Creep Steph's Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I have a podcast.
Lovely.
Tell people about it.
It's called Worst Case Scenario. It's a podcast about anxiety.
Oh,
we also
great.
Write scenes.
If people could have seen how much you weren't sure whether or not you wanted to plug the podcast, that's a pretty good pitch for the podcast itself.
Yeah, yes. I do it with the producer of the show, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yusong.
Nice.
So. You saw him giving a big thumbs up from the other room.
Yeah.
Nice, double thumbs. My name is Flula, like you have a flu in Los Angeles. That's it.
All right, thank you, Flula Borg. Thank you, Steph Tolev, Rebecca Steinberg. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the show.
Bye-bye.
Oh, if you guys like the show, please subscribe and rate and review it wherever you listen to podcasts. Tell your friends about it. And if you want to send us a script, neverseenitshow@gmail.com. If it's not super racist, we may read it. Thank you.
It's a good show.